All right, we've sorted out Tim May, Letterman Rowan right here on The Fan, joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Uncle Tim, how you doing, buddy? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did, man. My oldest son and his wife and my grandson, Owen, hosted it. So there were like 15 people there, but we jammed into a Grandview house and had a great time.
Fantastic.
Sorry I was in the Black Friday black hole there a minute ago when your producer was trying to call me, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
What are you doing? What are you in line for?
I'm in line for maybe changing my cell phone carrier. That's what I'm in line for.
I was going to say, there's a thing called Amazon. It's revolutionary. You could not go wait in any line.
It's incredible.
You know what, there is no fun in shopping online. I'm just leaving it at that. I mean, I like eyeballing stuff, man. So
I couldn't disagree with you more, sir, to be honest. I don't ever want to leave, ever. I don't ever want to leave. All right. Look. This is Jim Harbaugh is a guy who, and you were at this game, I'm sure, Tim, when he guaranteed a win and then got it. This has not gone according.
I was sitting 10 feet from him when he guaranteed it. That's what was funny about it. But go ahead now.
Well, so then how do you wrap your head around a guy? And I remember you and I talking when he got the job and thinking, boy, this elevates this.
Yep.
You felt like you're getting 10-year war redo. He hasn't. It hasn't been that way. He's been housed in many of these games, one classic game. But other than that, he's been handled pretty decisively in these games. And now he's got an opportunity to be the first coach from either side to be 0-for-5. Tim,
yep.
How do you make sense of what's happened at Michigan under Harbaugh?
Well, first, you know, things have a way of going the way they go. And let's face it, no matter what side you landed on the spot day, you remember the spot, remember in 2016?
Yeah, sure.
That was still, you know, that swung things right there, in my opinion, to what we're talking about right now, because that could have gone either way. And maybe Michigan would at least have one win over the last 4 years under Harbaugh. But sometimes you get so far behind in a matchup or a series that it takes a while to catch up, and that's what we've seen Michigan do. But a lot of times, like I'm on my podcast this week, I had Craig Krenzel and Ben Hartsock on to explain it, because I trace it back to late sources. I call it the 2001 win by Ohio State, when they were desperate to turn things around in the series. You know, Jim Tressel drew that line in the sand and said, 310 days, you're going to be proud of our boys, you know, and mm-hmm. on the field in Ann Arbor. And by God, they were. And as Ben Hartsock said, you know, the changes, you know, it wasn't like John Cooper wasn't coaching his rear end off going into those games. But sometimes there would come a moment in a game when things weren't going well, and then something would happen. You go, well, here we go again. And I think Michigan is sort of in that little ilk right now. You know, I mean, I don't know how you can turn it around, because these games – James knows this. He played in it. These games turn on one or two plays. I mean, it's not like it's a whole year. It's one or two plays which make the difference. And that's what you've seen them not make those plays. You've seen Ohio State make them.
Tim, I'm wondering, and I'm having a hard time here, but you're smarter than I am and a lot more wise. So when I look at these rosters, I'm honestly trying to find an area, a position group, to where you're like, yep, that concerns me. You know, like when I look at our O-line versus their D-line, I'm like, all right, well, they don't have Rashawn Gary anymore. They don't have the same dudes they had a year ago. They don't have Devin Bush. When you're talking about running backs, no running backs, linebackers. And plus, last year they had the whole revenge tour thing, so they actually had belief. They had confidence, although it might have been a little paper belief, but still they had it, where this year it kind of seems like it just blows my mind. Like, what – matchup, do you see any that scares you? Because I don't see a matchup or a position group to where both play the best to where they would have an advantage.
I'm going back to what I was talking to you, and I had a conversation, you don't remember this, but we had a conversation in the back of the room at the Big Ten meetings back in
July.
Remember.
What do you think? I have great memory, Tim.
And everybody's picking Michigan, and I'm going, what are we talking about here? Or, you know, you're picking Michigan on a whim, not you. I'm talking about the people who are picking Michigan on this whim that, definitely things are going to be better in the fifth year under Harbaugh. I mean, it's like they wanted anybody other than Ohio State, if you follow my drift. But if you looked at the talent on hand, you and I both knew Ryan Day had it going on. You know, I mean, just being around this guy, you know, there was something special about Ryan Day from the start, you know. And but you knew Ohio State had it going on. But then you look at the rosters. Ohio State has the deepest roster by far in the Big Ten, and by that I mean of not just quality, but of outstanding players at certain spots. You know, the big question was whether the offensive line would gel, but the line coming out of spring was Greg Studrow and all those guys, the offensive line coach, and, you know, the offensive coaches thought this was a very talented offensive line that they could do more things with, and it's proven to be that way. It's an athletic group, and my point is people were just, like, pulling straws there in July, and I was going to scratch my head like, no, I don't see this at all. I mean, Nebraska, are you kidding me? You're picking Nebraska in the West? And so it always comes back to you win with people, and I agree with you. I mean, I don't see – a position group. Somebody pointed out the other day that somebody said Michigan's maybe better at linebacker, and I go,
really?
Okay, I don't see that at all. I mean, Pete Warner's one of the most improved players in America, much less in the Big Ten. Malik Harrison is, you know, when he is really on his game, he's just a Hulk. And then Tuck Borland and Baron Browning, if he's ready to play, you saw him last week. He was firing off like a missile, like a heat-seeking missile, the way he had been earlier in the year, and I don't see that. But, you know, a rivalry does strange things. Did you watch the Egg Bowl last night? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, crazy stuff happens sometimes, you know. But I'm with you. I don't see where they have an advantage. Where this game could swing Michigan's ways if Ohio State does what he did last week and decides to play giveaway, you know, a day after Black Friday, they have free day or something. But if they don't get the ball away, I really don't see this being the kind of game that a lot of people think it could be. I mean, well, the odds makers have it a 9-point difference, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's 9.5, Tim.
Yeah,
it's 9.5 now. It's hard to find I'll get you out of here on this one. It's, you want a roadmap for an Ohio State victory, there's a lot of them. If you want a roadmap for a Michigan victory, from my vantage point, I'm curious, if you're from a Michigan perspective, how you would roadmap it. For me, it would be they've got to control clock and they've got to force turnovers. Ohio State has to play sloppy and ugly and hurt itself with penalties and turnovers, because other than that, I don't see any other scenario where they have a path to victory. Do you?
The only thing I do is, and you've heard me say this a million times, in a big game like this and you're the underdog, come out throwing the ball. I mean, yeah. Nico Collins and Donovan Peoples-Jones could play on anybody's football team. Shea Patterson has gotten up, and, you know, they've gotten a lot bolder. It's almost like Jim Harbaugh went to Josh Gattis at halftime of the game at Penn State and said, okay, let's do it your way, you know. And they've been throwing the ball. Now, that's against what I call not as good defenses, and we all know that Chase Young is primed to have the game of his life on a Saturday, and then the game of his life the next week in the Big Ten championship game. We all know what's coming, but yeah, you got to throw the ball against Ohio State, against any great defense. That's where the fewer people are you're going against, and that would be their path to staying in it offensively. Defensively, I think Ohio State's got I think Ohio State's offense, as I wrote about on LettermanRow.com this week, they've had an answer for anything. Any question any defense has posed them for the last couple of years, and especially this year, because now they've got as well-rounded a running game as anybody in the country to go with a timely passing game. So, I mean, that's the way I'm looking at this game going in. The weather could change some things, but I think the weather hurts both teams, not just one team.
All right, buddy. Enjoy it. Enjoy the game. Always great talking to you. Get back to your Black Friday shopping. Our buddy Tim May, Letterman Row, and right here
always
on the fan.
Always a pleasure.
Always good talking to Uncle Tim.